Edobu from Kenya, or Nigeria?
Nigeria,
perfect. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I'm very glad to be in your midst. I am an associate professor of soil science of the Obafemi Awolowo University in Nigeria. I'm here to present part of the studies carried out on our indigenous vegetables. By introduction, the vegetable study was conducted in the year 2011, or started 2011, through the support of the IDHRC, and it was based on the fact that underutilized vegetables of Africa are many, and many of them are not cultivated. They are just being collected from the wild, where they grow as weeds, by women. So the title of what we have here is soil, sustainable production and the utilization of 10. We selected 10 out of many selected underutilized vegetables towards healthy diet and nutritional security in Nigeria. The figures are showing the location of Nigeria and the southwestern Nigeria where the study was conducted. The 10 selected vegetables were Sonano microcarpon, Amaranthus viridis, Crassocephalus crepidodis, Sonanum nigrum, Sonanum scabrum, Sonanaceae biafrae, Vanonea amagdaninia, Taiveria occidentalis, Cocobita pepper, and of course our tomato, local tomato, we call it tomato elejo. Going back. I'm sorry. These are the pictures of the vegetables. The vegetables have different uses. Aside being used as soup, they prepare it and take it with staples like rice, like a cassava podi, maize pudding, and yam, and so on. Some of them have been identified to have medicinal values. For instance, the amaranthus is being used to control blood. That is, it has nitrate, and this nitrate helps flow of blood in the body, and it also has high fiber. Actually, almost on a daily basis, I know people that we not go without consuming these amaranthus. We also have snake tomato. We discovered that snake tomato has higher lycopene content than the conventional vine tomato. We also have Sonanum microcarpon, which is being used in treating convulsion in children. We also have the one that is being used even to flush kidney stone. We have another being used for controlling sugar. You know, they are using it for different purposes locally. But the challenge that we have is that this medicinal importance have not been validated. And how do they ascertain the quantity to be consumed is another question. But what we have done, we discovered that these vegetables, actually, it was so difficult getting seeds for them. Some of them, we were going around collecting the seeds. Some of them cannot even be cultivated through seeds. So you need to use stalk or the stem, hard stems, to grow it. We also have the Taiveria occidentalis that women cannot even part with, especially pregnant women. It improves blood level of these women very fast. And because of this, it is being considered as being high valued by women. So we discover that they are not being cultivated. So from this study, this will be the first time that all these 10 vegetables were cultivated together on the same soil location. And it was so interesting to discover that they performed differently, even with the rainfall, because shortly after the planting, there was a short drought. There was, you know, the challenge that we have, one of the challenges that is facing Africa is the increase in drought condition, that rainfall now is concentrated in a few months of the year, and it is during the flowering and harvesting that the farmers experience this shortage of rainfall. So this happened shortly after the planting. But we discovered that of all these vegetables, cucurbita pepper still came out. It was the first one to emerge. And while all others were still struggling in the soil, it came out. And it was a beautiful discovery. The study was carried out at the teaching and research farm of the Obafemi Awolowo University in Nigeria, at the southwest of Nigeria. We have our rainfall, and I said the rainfall is diverse, but we could have up to average of 1,200 or 1,400 mm during the high precipitation. Also the temperature. The temperature is not too high in that place. It never be too cold or too high. So after soil sample was collected before planting, and these parameters, particle size distribution, soil pH, organic carbon, total nitrogen, available phosphorus, and exchangeable cations were determined. And the experiment was laid out. We had 3 rows per plot and replicated 3 times. A row was 10 meters long, with spacing of 1 meter within the row and 1 meter between the plots. Well, these vegetables, the seeds are not of the same sizes. Some are very small. And with these that are very small, implanting them, we'll have to even mix it with soil so that we try to avoid a concentration of so many seeds in a particular location. So those that are small, where the method used was by drilling. Whereas for those that are we need stem cuttings for, it was also used. We also used for 3 of them had big seeds. We also used the same method for them. Of course, the soil of southwestern Nigeria, and especially the soil used, of the land used, was an ortisol. It is sandy in nature, and at the same time, it has low fertility. So it is necessary for us to apply organic fertilizer. So we applied organic fertilizer. We also applied inorganic fertilizer in form of nitrogen, because they are leafy vegetables, so they require nitrogen. So for the total, we got total of 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And also we control pest infestation. We try to use biological method for controlling pest. We use neem leaves extract for controlling the pest. But before we did that, we took time to observe what are the kind of pests that we attack them, and at what rate. And it was also interesting to discover that of all the vegetables, it was Telveria that was cucurbita pepper. We will see the picture as we go on. So thereafter, we harvested, leaves prepared, and the nutrient composition and biochemical compositions were analyzed, were determined. And the data generated were subjected to statistical analysis. Table 1 is showing the properties of the soil used. As I've just earlier mentioned, it is loamy sand. The pH is 5.27. It is considered not to be too acidic, because slight acidic soil has been recommended for crop production in our location. a pH of 5.5 to 6.5. But not, this is not too bad. But all other parameters were at medium values, indicating that for us to meet the target of the yield, we need to apply fertilizer. So looking at the pest incident, it was observed Cocobita purple was the one most attacked. We saw the pandry mildew. We also saw the weevils on it. And the picture A and B are before the application of the biological pest control applied, while the result was at C. After the application of this neem leaf extract does not kill pests. What it does, it sends them away. And because of this, the plants were able to recover. Then the chemical properties, the antioxidants and the biochemical properties of the vegetables, we looked at the total carotenoids, total phenolics, tannins, flavonoids, and phytate content. And from all these parameters, it was also noticed that Cocobita purple was one of the vegetables that demonstrated high values. But looking at the phytate, which is considered as undesirable property, we have the sonanum as one of the vegetables having the lowest concentration, while we have the flavonoids were also considered, and it was discovered that this, our snake tomato, had the highest value for the flavonoids. And this snake tomato, there's someone in our midst also who is a Nigerian who has really worked and got award on this particular crop in Germany. Professor Adeboye, he has seated with us. So this crop is really, but the challenge we have is that this crop is not being widely cultivated, and the advantage not being taken by people. Also looking at the micro and macronutrients, we have the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, manganese, zinc, and copper. They all have concentration of this, and it was noticed that these vegetables are really good sources of macro and micronutrients for people. And looking at the copper content falls within the acceptable recommended concentration for human consumption. The same thing is zinc. Iron, it also has iron, and this is why the local women in particular cannot do without consuming them every day. Thank you. So in conclusion, it was concluded that Cocobita purple was more drought tolerant and most attacked by pests. It also had the highest values for iron and zinc content. And Trichosantis cocomerina had the highest values for all the biochemical properties. And this particular crop is the one being used to flush kidney, cleanse kidney of any stone or anything, except the phytates that he has, which is comparable with others. So due to the effectiveness of the vegetables for treating different ailments and diseases, there is the need to invest or intensive their production and consumption, and at the same time develop standard methods for validating some of the medical claims. I want to acknowledge the IDRC for the support, for the funds given to carry out the study. Thank you for listening. Did I qualify?
Yield?
Yield? No, we did not. We didn't.